Luke Boner. The Night Shift.
Well, over the next few weeks, Australians around the country are going to be celebrating Christmas parties. The office Christmas party, it is often the venue that can get some people into a lot of trouble. Not just employees, but some employers can find themselves in trouble if they don't set the ground rules and make sure everybody behaves. And that's sort of, it's tough to get an email from management that says the office Christmas party is taking place here and we've all had a tough COVID year, in fact, a couple of tough COVID years, and we all want to celebrate, let our hair down and pat ourselves on the back and say, how well have we done considering the tough circumstances? But here are the rules, and there are plenty of rules, and there has to be. I was at another radio station, Graham Wynn, our employment expert. Good morning. I was at another radio station where quite famously somebody got up to some terrible, terrible mischief. In fact, mischief isn't the right word. It was dreadful, dreadful behaviour, and it made news headlines everywhere. Things can get out of hand. And I guess at the end of the day, Graham, the employer that shouts the Christmas party is the one responsible. But we're all supposed to be responsible adults. Graham, this is or can be a legal minefield, the office Christmas party. Take us through it.
It's a scary time. It used to be just open slather, get as drunk as you want and play up all you want to. Things have somewhat changed.
Photocopy your ass on the machine.
Oh, absolutely. who hasn't done that?
Oh, Graham, I haven't. I haven't. And the thought of you doing it is making me... Anyway, keep going.
We'll move on. So basically, though, what's happened now is a lot of the regulations have come in. And what the main part of this now is that is the way that it's been worded is that if an employer hosts and provides alcohol for a function, even if a person drives home from that party in their own vehicle, has an accident, the employer is liable because they were supplying the alcohol. And that's the challenge they now face. So a lot of employers are saying now, yes, we will provide, but you are responsible. It's in big, bold letters. You are responsible. If you drive, you are responsible. So if you attend this work function that we've put on, you are responsible for your behavior, not us. So trying to cover themselves that way a little bit. Some other employers are going a bit further and saying, well, we're going to hold an event at a bowls club or a tennis club or whatever.
A separate venue. Yeah.
Completely off-site. Therefore, you are responsible and it's not on our work site. So consequently, that removes our liability as well.
Right. So the club, the licensed premises or whatever, where you have your Christmas party, it's their staff that are now responsible for responsible service of alcohol, etc., and behaviour.
Correct. And it's about liability and employers getting very scared that if something goes wrong, they're the ones that will be sued for it, and not, you can understand the costs, et cetera, are huge with that involved. So, yeah, employers are getting very, very careful now about how they do this, and they're really insisting that if you attend, these are the rules. It is your responsibility. You must do nothing wrong. If you do, we are not liable. And they're really putting that in black and white before people attend.
Yeah, I know. And it does take the shine off the Christmas party, but I guess the other alternative is you don't serve alcohol and no one's going to turn up.
That is the downside of it. I mean, when I was much younger going to work Christmas parties, the idea was everyone just got completely sloshed and you'd tell your boss what you thought of him and it was forgotten about. Everybody did it. We all went through that and the bosses just took it on the chin kind of thing. To this day, bosses stopped going to the Christmas parties because they knew all they were going to get was abuse. And you just can't do that these days. So times have changed somewhat and you just can't do that. But certainly the Christmas parties of the 70s and 80s, they've well and truly gone by the time.
Unless, of course, you work for a station, another station that I worked at where the boss was a bigger drinker than anyone. And didn't take it very well. Luckily, he forgot about it the next day. But, it is a minefield. It is a minefield. So, Graham, bad behaviour at Christmas parties. What are the do's and don'ts?
Look, obviously, physical contact, there's just none. And quite often you would find at Christmas parties, males and females, and maybe a peck on the cheek, hello kind of thing. Just don't do it. Just don't take any chance at all.
Don't get touchy.
Don't get touchy. That is a real rule now. Just do not do it. You want to shake hands, that will, or punch elbows as they do these days, that's fine. But do not do the peck on the cheek, because it can just get out of hand quite easily and taken the wrong way by somebody. And people, we've moved into the American system now where we look for a reason to sue people.
Yeah.
That's quite an American thing, that we do that now over here. So if you do something wrong, someone's going to take that and they're going to use it against you. So you've just got to be really careful. And if you're in a senior position in a company and having a work function, try to stay away as much as you can. Do the formalities, the hellos, how are you? But don't get involved in too many gross conversations with the staff, because they've had a few drinks, you're going to hear things you may not like. And again, that opens up potential problems further down the track.
Okay. The office Christmas party, not a good place or time to ask for a raise.
Worst time.
and not only ask for a raise, but tell the boss how bloody good you are, that he or she has no idea how much value you are, and that you could do a much better job than them.
That's why I run my own business, because I've told too many bosses that I kept getting sacks. I thought, better start my own.
Did you actually want at the Christmas party tell a boss that they were no good and that you could do it better?
Absolutely.
Did you?
Oh, seriously, yeah. Yeah.
Not a good career move.
I had some pen and paper with notes to show
him
as well.
Oh, you didn't, yeah. Oh, Jesus.
But I would think these days, if I got invited to a Christmas party, I probably wouldn't go.
Yeah,
it's too high risk these days. Seriously.
Well, no, I'm not fond of them. For all of everything you've just said, or we've just said, for all of those reasons. But the other thing is, I feel old now, and the music, you can't hear anyone talk. It's the younger people of the office that have all the energy and organise these Christmas parties and the venues, and they don't have someone like me in mind when it comes to music. So
I can't do this duff. Yeah, seriously, I want to talk. When I go somewhere, I want to talk to people.
Me too.
Just a simple example. If you're out socially and with friends and what have you, and let's say there's a female there, and she's got a lovely frock on, and you comment, really nice frock, that's okay. But if you do that at a work Christmas party to a female colleague and say, I really like your frock, how are they going to take that as discrimination, harassment, whatever? You just don't take
it. Are you allowed to comment on the colleague's appearance? No.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't.
Oh, this is something else we've got to think about.
Absolutely right, yes. It's just too big a risk. It really is too big a risk.
Oh, give me another example of where people have gotten into trouble.
Oh, people got into trouble. Basically, obviously, we don't do drugs, of course, at these functions, do we?
No. And management would say that very clearly. We will not tolerate any illegal substances, and there will be responsible service of alcohol being monitored. But, you know, can you give an example of where somebody's really done the wrong thing?
Look, the one thing that springs in mind, years and years ago, I went to a Christmas party and one of the managers said, look, it's a casual thing. We're all friendly here. Let's just get on well together. And, you know, there's no management. There's no minions. We're all one and the same. It's a nice social gathering. So feel free to speak your mind if you've got issues. And somebody did speak their mind and in a very, very negative way about the management. And he'd had a few drinks at the time, I accept that. He'd had a few drinks, and the manager says, well, I think you're completely out of line with that. And the guy said, well, you told us we could talk like this. And he said, but there are limits, and you've gone too far. And the guy said, well, is this going too far? And punched him.
Yeah, that's not a good career move.
Not a good career move.
And this is what happens with alcohol, because barriers come down and people think, yeah. And your judgment is completely clouded. All right, so your number one rules for attending the Christmas party this year, Graham?
Number one, no touches. Hands off. That's number one, definitely. Don't drink too much. Stay sober as much as you possibly can. If you want to go out afterwards with your mates and kick onto a casino or something, fine. But at the function itself, try and stay as sober as possible if you possibly can. If you are going to have a drink, get a driver, get an Uber. There's so many opportunities now to not have to drive. You don't need to drive these days. But the real two to me are no touches, definitely try and not get too drunk if you can avoid it. And the third one is don't tell your bosses that you can do a better job than that. I learned that the hard way.
You've nailed it. Ho, 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 Graham. We'll talk again before we go on our break, but that's good advice. Thank you, buddy.
You're very welcome.
Graham Wynn, our employment expert here on The Night Shift on Triple M.